20 pretty girls to carry them down, 20 deep holes to bury them in.
This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Revolution Hall, presenting an evening with former Fairport Convention member Richard Thompson, Thursday, November 12th. Richard Thompson is touring in support of his recent album Still, produced by Wilco's Jeff Tweedy. Tickets and information for Richard Thompson on November 12th are available at revolutionhallpdx.com. Stay tuned for Roots of Rock and Roll.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Voices in Action, Human Rights on Film, a series sponsored by Northwest Film Center. October 2nd through November 5th are the dates. While cinema provides entertainment and escape for many committed filmmakers and viewers, it's a vital medium of engagement and a powerful tool for social action. Films in the series include 50 Feet from Syria, Dreamcatcher, No Land's Song, and We Come as Friends. Again, that's Voices in Action, Human Rights on Film.
And the time is now 3 p.m. on Friday, October 30th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, and this is the Roots of Rock and Roll. This is Diablo, and we're going to be doing a very special show today. Our long-term host, one of the long-term hosts of the show, Steve Bricker, is unfortunately stepping down, and we were really hoping to have him live on air with us today, but sadly his health is preventing him from coming here today. Luckily though, we pre-recorded some stuff a few weeks ago, so he brought some records down, and he loved Halloween. It was his favorite time of year, and so we're gonna drop a Halloween set that he brought down, so stay tuned.
Hey,
there we go.
I want to thank you. I know anything because show up.
And we're down here in the studio with Steve Bricker, and he's going to do a farewell Halloween show today. How are you doing today, Steve?
Well, I'm a little techy. Think I'd be after doing 33 records. I wouldn't be waiting, but you know what? I'll make it. I'm going to make it.
You will make it. All right. Well, let's kick it off with one of your favorite albums. Ghoul's Night Out, and this is a fantastic album on Orange Vinyl, Volume 1, and we'll just kick it off with that.
One dark and rainy night, my girl and I got lost in a cave. I called to her, and she calls to me, but we're still lost in the cave. Julie! Where are you, Julie? I can't see you.
Watch out for that bat!
I was looking at the Late Show on my television set, watching Dracula and Frankenstein. It's all that I could get. Then there came a tapping and a moaning at the door. I fumbled with the doorknob and a voice began to roar.
I'm a monster. I'm a monster. It's a quarter after two and I got nothing to do. I'm looking for you because I'm a monster.
I ran around the backyard because I heard a funny sound. I really couldn't help it, friends. I just had to turn around. The bushes gave a rustle. A mummy shuffled by. He was carrying the wolf man who was howling at the sky.
I'm a monster. I'm a monster. Just what I had to do. I've got nothing else to do. I'm looking for you.
I ran around the corner and I bumped right into a tree. And a great big old hairy hand came down and it grabbed a hold of me. I was picked up just like a kitten. I saw a hairy face. The man was King Kong, the gorilla, and he yelled, "Wait in my face."
I'm a monster. I'm a monster. And it's a quarter after two. I got nothing to do. And I'm getting you here. I'm a monster.
Now, precisely at that moment came a wicked piercing sound. Flying saucer landed knocking old King Kong to the ground. He screamed and he grabbed a spider who had just picked up my car. You know, I could have sworn I saw that spider only last night in a jar.
I'm a monster. I'm a monster. Yeah.
Welcome, my friends, to the Vampire's Ball, here in Transylvania, in the castle hall. One by one, you'll meet my guests, so don't be frightened, it's all in jest. Hello there, Casamoco, how are you?
Oh, I'm trying to do the water, water, so hurry,
very nice, keep at it, my boy. We'll do the twist and the Popeye ooh. The locomotion, mashed potato too. Now meet my monsters, one by one. Oh, I'm so glad they all could come. Igor, Igor.
Hello there, Dracula. How are you?
I'm fine, Doctor. What are you doing?
I'm doing the mashed potato.
Oh, goody, goody. I love to do that. Very nice. Keep at it. Keep at it. There is Igor. He's doing the twist. My good friend, Carice. He wouldn't miss. The Wolfman does quite a dance. These my friends, all in a trance. Oh yes, my friends. Friends loving a twist is old-fashioned now. They're doing the monster mash. Or as you know, it was a graveyard smash. The good doctor is doing the mash. For as you know, it was a graveyard smash. All my little bats are flying around. Seems they're also digging the sound. Very nice, my little pets, my friends. Doctor, Doctor, what are you doing?
I'm trying to do the mashed potato. Oh, children, mash. Mash my children. Oh, goody, goody. I love to do that. Very nice,
Doctor. All right, Steve, that's fantastic. This is one of my favorite albums that you've brought here over the years. We kicked it off with The Cave by Gary Spider Webb. I'm a Monster with Scotty McGregor and his Spooks. Boogeyman, I Ain't Afraid of You by Dick St. John and the Don Ralke Orchestra. And that last one, do you want to announce that last track?
The Vampire's
Ball.
Ball. What was
that? You like that one?
Yeah. We'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Here. Do you want to say anything to your audience?
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time. I don't even remember, but the point where I don't know how to build, how to make them. And I don't know. Let's get the music and. I'm going to let you play a few more. So I get this one going.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep it going. Do you have another track for us?
This is his favorites.
Your favorites. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be Batman and I'm Robin.
Love it.
They say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty, yet fearless leader, bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant Beepo!
Boy, is he nuts.
They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony! Thank you.
See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
Yeah. dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The Wolfman was there, the monster was there, and the only normal person was me. A vampire named Perkins was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. The scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks, Igor! Igor! What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but they use her pool less than they ought to. When her guests dive in there, they just disappear, 'cause she uses acid, not water! Old friend, how are things in Transylvania? For dessert, there was cardboard confetti and broom straws from a witch named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tastes very much like spaghetti.
Just kidding. What?
Luana Cash.
Ruby told.
Do I give it a shot?
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Okay,
I'll throw that on next. Let's give it a spin anyway and see what it sounds like.
So you say that over here is not.
Ruby Tone Records from Portland.
Yeah.
And it's Luana Cash.
Yeah. But that doesn't, you know.
Haunted House.
Yeah.
The song, yeah.
Try to run. I'm stuck here. I say. Beat, be still. Be still, I say.
Pretty fantastic there, Steve. You want to tell us about that record? Do you remember what that was about?
Well,
I'll hand it to you, and you can look at it.
Haunted house.
Haunted house.
Luana Cash. I wonder where you picked this one up, Steve. Recorded in Portland.
Yeah. Well, famous for that.
Probably got it at Goodwill.
Yeah.
Where you got most of
it. Luana Cash. You know anything about her?
This is a great record from Steve's collection. It has even has an address on it, 10910 Southeast Foster. So recorded here in Portland, Oregon. John Barnes and the Swinging Strings, mono, Luana Cash.
Steve, you know anything about Ruby Tone Records?
I don't.
You don't? It's a mystery.
We'll have to look that up.
It's pretty cool.
Well, this set we heard The Mad Scientist by the Zanies, Scream by Ralph Nelson and the Chancellors, Jack the Ripper, Casey Jones and the Governors, and Dinner with Drac Part 2, The Cool Ghoul, John Zaccaretti. You want to say anything to your listening audience? The airwaves of Portland?
So, where's that?
You want to pick another record out for us?
Uncle Dale?
And we'll play, do a little KBOO business and get back to the music.
KBOO Community Radio is preparing for our legendary book and record sale. We're currently accepting your donations of books, comics, LPs, CDs, DVDs. Your discards are another person's treasure, and all sales benefit your community radio station, KBOO. So bring your donations down to the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weekdays. If you've got a larger donation, call us at 503-231-8032, extension 213, to arrange a time for a volunteer to come pick it up. Questions? 503-231-8032, extension 213, or email volunteer@kboo.org. The last day to donate is Tuesday, November 10th, so don't wait. Bring in those CDs, LPs, books, DVDs right away. And thank you for your support of Community Radio, KBOO, Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Cascade Media Convergence, a regional gathering of community-based media makers sharing space and skills to build solidarity on November 14th and 15th on the Portland State University campus. There will be skill shares, issue-based strategy sessions, regional breakouts and workshops, as well as movie screenings and a keynote presentation, editors of Octavia's Brood, science fiction stories from social justice movements. Again, that's the Cascade Media Convergence, November 14th and 15th, on the Portland State University campus in downtown Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
My name is Boris, and back in 62, the Crypt Kickers and I brought the Monster Mash to you. But now it's a different bag, and mashing is a drag. When the lights grow dim, we now do the Monster Swim. All you would-be monsters, come on in. Boris is going to show you how to Monster Swim. It's
something like the zombie, but not so slow. A lot like the gravedigger, but not so low. We can't do the monkey or even the dog, cause they've both been eaten by the blob.
We do the swim.
It's a poolside smash.
The monster swim.
It's bigger than the man. Swimming under the full moon, the werewolf and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Dracula, what do you think of my new smash?
Whatever happened to the monster mash?
It's not a swim.
It's a poolside smash.
It's a swim.
It's bigger than the mash. Vampire flying in out of the night. Even the Beatles are shaking their domes, dancing to the swim band of the Rolling Bones. It's a poolside smash. It's bigger than the mash. Man, it's out of sight.
Thank you.
I still remember the day she went away. That was the day my angel left me to stay. But I'm afraid to die. Oh, I want my baby back. Oh, I want my baby home. I know that she is gone, but still I want her home.
How are you, Steve? Steve is opening up one of my favorites. We're going to come back to it. Ghoul's Night Out. Gorgeous orange LP. Is it spider tone? Is that what it says on top?
Simple tone.
Simple tone, but it's got a spider web and a little spider hanging down. I'm a sucker for the colored vinyl. So we just heard Death of an Angel, which was Donald Woods and the Velairs with Ray Johnson Combo. And before that, we heard an EP called Meet the Werewolf, 2,000 Pound Werewolf by the Neanderthals and Panasonic's Meet the Wolfman. And we kicked it off with Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, The Monster Swim. You like that, Steve?
Yeah, I like everything.
You like everything. This is all your records, so.
Oh, yeah.
I like that better than the Monster Mash. Monster Mash is a little bit played out. What was it like hearing the Monster Mash back in the day when that first came out? Like, that was, like, pretty new. And, like, there wasn't anything like that, right?
Hmm. Must have been.
And here is side two, B-side of Ghoul's Night Out, volume one.
I created years before. Y'all remember that horrible face? He followed me at a deadly pace. The chills ran up and down my spine. No, no, Frankenstein! That monster tried to kill me once before. He beat me on the head and bounced me on the floor. I thought he died when my laboratory burned. But I was wrong, 'cause my monster has returned. Chills ran up and down my spine. No, no, Frankenstein! I was scared to death and nearly out of breath, running as fast as I could go. He was close behind. I
his hand grab a hold of my coat. I heard it rip and he clutched for my throat. Why did I give him the strength of 10 men? Is this the price I must pay for my sin? The chills ran up and down my spine. Now Ralph Frankenstein, will you be my valentine?
Gonna tell you what I happened last night. Walking down the street about a quarter to nine, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. The nibbling at my neck about it once or twice. Dracula, he's a good friend of mine. If I ever catch him, I'll skin him alive. Flirting with my baby and kissing her too. I'll be gonna kill him and sell him to the zoo. Crack him in the jaw and ship him to the moon. Thank you.
up from the Black Lagoon!
We just heard the first part of the B-side of Ghoul's Night Out, Volume 1. Fantastic orange vinyl out of Steve's collection. The Monster, Bobby Please and the Pleasers. What Is It? By the Playboys. Werewolf by Carl Bonafide. And The Thing, Part 1 by Curtis and the Creepers. What do you have to say for our listeners, Steve?
What do you want to say for your Halloween crowd?
I don't know.
Remember when we did the show? How fun that was?
Yeah.
Dancing?
Yeah.
You'd always say, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd be rocking it out Friday afternoons down here.
I'd come in all cranky, and then by the time five minutes had gone by, I'd feel just fine. Remember?
All right, well, I'm going to play these last few tracks out. This will be the last set.
Skullbone Farm. It's a strange old tale and it's mighty weird.
The deep, dark secret of the long white beard.
All alone in a cabin, 27 moons. Sitting there wrinkled up like a dish of brewing. Folks riding by swear that horse is reared.
The deep, dark secret of the long white beard.
Now once a circus came to town that had a bearded lady who was married to a clown. One stormy night they had an awful spat, and she disappeared suddenly, just like that. Of the long white beard. You you better get set for the shock of your life. That ain't no hermit. That's my wife. Come on out, meet the folks, baby. I mean, ain't you ever gonna shave? Ooh, those sandpaper kisses. Bought your electric razor for your birthday. You mean you got no place to plug it in? Hey.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was rough, but I got squared away. My chains started ringing and bells ringing loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up of my mind to stay. And nothing was gonna drive me away. When I saw something that gave me the creeps. Had one big eye and two big feet. I stopped right still and I did the freeze. Right up to me. Made noise with feet that sound like a drum.
Said you're gonna be here when morning comes.
I say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run. I own this house now, I am boss. Ain't no barn gonna run me off. And my cook stove was blazing hot. Coffee was boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my pan. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space that sit a man on my hot stove with the pot in his hand. Hey, that's hot, I began to shout. Right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. And said to me, you better run. And don't be here when Martin comes. Say yes, I'll be here when a Martin comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run.
I've got to find Julie and get out of this cave. It's been two long days. Julie! Julie! Julie!
Oh,
Awesome set, Steve. Great farewell show. You want to say anything to your listeners?
I'm just glad to be here.
So glad to see you. So glad having you back down here in the KBOO studios. So good to see your smiling face down here and see all your vinyl flipping for you on the turntables. We just heard, we kicked it off with The Cave, and we ended with The Cave Part 2 by Gary Spiderweb off that fantastic Ghouls Night Out Volume 1. And before that, we heard Haunted House by Johnny Fuller and Deep Dark Secret by Sid Wayne and the Tall Tailors. So hopefully we'll have you maybe back down for a kind of a guest appearance at some point. How's that sound? Sounds great to me. And, you know, I heard you have a bunch of old tapes laying around from when you used to record your old shows. So I'd like to maybe post some of those up at some point. And maybe it'd be great to play those sometimes, have them on deck, play them and post them up for your fans.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time today. Thank you, Nisha and Chad, for coming down and making this happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can tune this evening for Nisha. She'll be doing a full 2-hour set of a bunch of Steve's records from 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right here on KBOO, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM.
Last day was fun.
What do you think about Halloween?
I got one.
What do you think about Halloween?
I hate to have to go back to work. Not that I don't have anything work either day or long or long. Still alive.
Show is amazing. And Steve, you would play Halloween records for Christmas, right? A man after my own heart. It's Halloween every day for you.
All right, well, thank you, Steve. Thank you, guys. Any final words?
Now, who's doing what down here?
Who's doing what down here? You're down here doing a farewell show here today. Dale is still doing the show alternate weeks. Mm-hmm. Yep. No one can ever replace you. They can only succeed you. So fantastic. Fantastic seeing you here.
Well, I'll tell you, any of you guys here happened and you feel it's not I can't talk, and sorry. I would enjoy your fascination.
We've all had a good time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Steve. Bye-bye. And Steve has a couple of friends down here. Want to say goodbye real quick?
Yeah, Steve, it's Dale, and Joey's here with me. We just want to say good luck to you, and great to have your show on for all these years with us, and it was really good to hear you today.
Yeah, I just want to wish you Godspeed, Steve, and I'm going to try to get in touch with you here in the next couple of days. So take care, my friend. It was because of you that I'm still in this business, so thank you very much. I want to thank you for sure. I've got a special present coming your way too. That's our show we did with Dale Hawkins, so it's on its way.
All right. Stay tuned for Democracy Now.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Imperialism, Climate Crisis, and Struggle, an evening with Harsha Walia and Luz Rivera on Sunday, November